I'm just starting it now. I just want to let you guys know.
So then our country actually has to actually take care of that part of it also.
Go.
Okay, good morning. Call to order the Indiana County Board of Elections public meeting.
Commissioner Keith?
Here.
Commissioner Gorman?
Here.
Commissioner Hess?
Here.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve the January 27th minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any public comments this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to the unsworn statement in lieu of notarized affidavits. Robin Marietta, would you like to present?
Yes, thank you. Act 2020-15, which was signed into law on April 20th of 2020, allows a candidate to sign an unsworn statement and submit it with their petition instead of completing a notarized candidate's affidavit and or waiver of expense account reporting affidavit. The portions of the affidavit, other than the notarization, must be completed along with the unsworn statement in order to be accepted. And we have all have copies of that in front of you. The unsworn declaration is to be attached to the affidavit where a notarization statement is not available. I want to add that if approved, these forms will be on our website for the candidates to use in lieu of having their petitions notarized. And the candidates need to keep in mind that they will need to complete a statement for each petition, because we have offices who do file, especially the row offices, they'll file numerous petitions, so that each petition is required to be notarized. So these forms will need to be completed for each petition. We will put these on our website along with our other information that we have about the elections. And we do have notary services available to the candidates. It is listed in their packets when they pick them up. The phone numbers for the voluntary and the registered recorder's office allows them to call to make an appointment to have their petitions notarized.
Okay, any questions or comments?
I do have a question now, because I guess I didn't realize that an affidavit had to be for each petition. So hate to ask this question, but what happens if they have like 10 different petitions and they have 9 affidavits?
Well, then we will give them the form to complete
before they leave. Okay, so they will have to go over that as they come in. Okay.
And we review each petition when they come in to make sure every line is completed properly.
Okay, great.
And all the notarizations are intact.
Just making sure it can't get caught before.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
Hi, if I could, Robin.
Yeah.
What led to this legislation? Is this a pandemic-related thing, or is there some other election process that drove this?
The state was using this with the campaign expense reports. I think it stemmed last year from the pandemic, yes. We have been receiving some campaign expense reporting filings with affidavits of this nature that pertains to the campaign expense. So yes, it's COVID related. I could see if somebody has, let's say, an illness that they have, they're alone, immune, and they don't want to go in public to get their forms notarized. So this is an avenue for them to use to file their petitions. So that makes sense.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. We move on to the candidates' nomination petitions for May 18th. Robin Marietta.
Yes, I just want to remind all the candidates out there that who are seeking to file petitions that the last day is March 9th, 2021 at 4 p.m. in our office. The complete list will be on our website. I didn't get it on there yet, but I will have on there this afternoon the complete list of offices that are up for the election. And also, it was in the Indiana Gazette last night as a notice that we were required to publish by law. So I just want to remind everybody those dates are March 9th, and anybody interested in running can call our office or stop in, and we will give them a petition packet to run to for them to run.
Okay, thank you.
What, I have a quick question on that. Thank you, Robin, for all that your office does. You go above and beyond, I think, for any candidate who just even expresses an interest in giving them the information and just being very helpful. So thank you for all that. And I do have a quick question. I saw the advertisement in the newspaper, and I noticed that under White Township, there is magisterial district judge listed there. I just wanted to confirm, is it both?
Suzanne Steffi does cover those areas of White Township. Actually, White Township is split between Haverhill's, Welsh's, and Steffi's office. I think it's those three, but it is split between three different magistrates because of the volume is so high.
Yes.
Okay, but it is just the one office that's up for.
Yes.
It's up. Okay.
It's the Homer City office.
Gotcha. Thank you for that clarification. Okay, that's all for me.
Any other business? Hearing none, we'll have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.